I'm not. Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little louder if you don't mind.
Can you hear me now?
That's much better, thank you.
Is that better? Hi, my name's Alison. Thanks for this opportunity. My question is, how do I create and enforce healthy relationship boundaries? So, for example, how should I behave and respond to the very angry, vicious and punishing response I'm getting from my husband sometimes? Particularly, you know, without sending the message that it's acceptable and tolerable, particularly when it's in front of young children?
So you use the word that is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine, and I want to make sure that it doesn't interfere with me answering your question. But, you know, I'm not fond of that word boundaries. I'm not too fond of that concept in a marriage. I am well aware that, you know, you can find many experts that would be happy to talk to you about setting boundaries and write books about setting boundaries. But I think that it's, I think it's generally speaking bad advice. The problem in people's marriages is not that they haven't set appropriate boundaries, is that there's too many boundaries. There's too much distance and there's not enough connection. The whole, I think the whole goal and point in a really successful marriage is to bring down those boundaries and to merge into one and to what I call connect. So it's a little, again, a little bit of a pet peeve, but I don't want that to interfere with your question because I think what you're really asking is, how do I respond when my husband is angry and yells at me?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Without sending the message that this is okay.
Right. Okay, so I'll give you a very specific response. First of all, let me just offer a parenthesis. You mentioned, especially when it's in front of the kids, one thing I can suggest to you is at a calm time, not during the time when he's yelling, not during the time of the argument, but at a relatively positive and calm time, maybe you could find the opportunity to suggest to him that it's not in the best interest of the children for them to see the two of you fight or argue or yell, and that you know that there will be times when he's upset, when the two of you have to have difficult conversations. You're ready and prepared to have them, but you were wondering whether or not maybe you could have them in private so it doesn't affect the children. Notice my positioning there. I positioned that discussion that I just modeled for you as a parenting discussion, not as a marital discussion, right? In other words, I put it as a I tried to appeal to his desire to be a decent father and to do what's in the best interest of the children, not to be a decent husband and to do what's in your best interest. Of course, he should be both, but I'm assuming that at this stage in your marriage, it will be easier to motivate him to be a decent father and behave in the best interest of the children. So if you put it that way, and by the way, putting it that way is not disingenuous. It is important that those conversations happen privately, and that is in the best interest of the children. Now back to the one specific technique that I was going to offer you. First, let me just broaden the question. The question, if I could say, that Allison's asking is not just how to respond when somebody yells at you or demonstrates anger, but basically how do you respond to somebody who is behaving towards you in a way that's hurtful? It could be anger. It could be yelling. There's 100 other examples that all of you could probably give me of behaviors that you're spouse is doing that are very hurtful and painful to you. What do you do about that? Very often what people do is they bite back. You are, you always, you never. And of course, that just, you know, the walls go up. They don't hear a word you're saying. Starts an argument. That's not the direction you want to go. Allison's right. You also want to make sure that you don't respond in a way that is so absent of a response that it gets interpreted as, that it gets interpreted as, this is okay, this is not hurtful, I don't mind this. You want to be careful about that too. Question is, how do you really get through to somebody? So I think the way to do it is to use a simple I feel sentence. Starts out with two words, I feel, and then you finish the sentence authentically. So I feel, you know, if your husband's yelling at you with anger, you might say, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, it should be authentic, whatever you're feeling, but it might be, I feel threatened. I feel intimidated. Now, what's the point of this? The point is that you expect your husband to change his behavior because it's hurtful to you. But we can't expect our spouse to change their behavior and be sensitive to us unless they know how we feel. I know that sounds so obvious, and you guys may be shrugging your shoulders and rolling your eyes, and of course, he's barking at me. Of course he knows how I feel. Are you sure? I've spoken to your husband. I've spoken to your wife. I've spoken to thousands of husbands and wives, and I can tell you in most cases, they're so wrapped up in themselves, they don't know how their spouse feels. And they're behaving that way towards you because they've got some crazy justification for why it's okay, why you deserve it, and why it's not hurtful to you. But it's, again, unrealistic if you expect them, of you to expect them to change their behavior and be sensitive to your feelings unless they know how you feel. Now, sometimes people will say, of course he knows how I feel. I've told him 100 times. Okay, but probably the way you've told him is, again, by attacking him. You are, you always, you never, screaming back, having an argument, and he'll never hear that. You know, as soon as you do that, the walls go up, and there's no real communication going on. But when you deliver one simple sentence, I feel threatened. And then, after that, there's an important step two. The important step two is shut up. Be silent. Don't say another word. Because when you say, I feel intimidated or I feel threatened, what will he feel? I'll tell you what he'll feel. He will feel the burden of responsibility for the ill feeling that you have. He'll make the connection between his actions and your feeling, and he'll feel responsible for it. And nobody likes to knowingly, consciously behave in a way that's hurtful to another. So he'll feel compelled to change his behavior because he doesn't want to be responsible for you feeling something ill. Now, it doesn't mean that he will change his behavior, but he'll feel compelled to change his behavior, which is a step in the right direction. And so it's important after you use that I feel sentence and you've burdened him with that responsibility that you then be quiet. The mistake that people make is they talk too much. They allow their spouse to drag them into a conversation, which ends up being you are, you always, you never, and the argument ensues and the walls go up, and that original I feel sentence that was somewhat productive gets lost and has been rendered useless. So again, you deliver the I feel sentence, and then you be silent. And at the end of the argument or at the end of, sorry, the discussion or at the end of him yelling, he will be stuck with one simple sentence, the only sentence you uttered. He'll be stuck with it. And it will burden his conscience. And it will contribute to him feeling compelled to behave differently next time so that he doesn't feel responsible for having created an ill feeling in you.